At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is the Nightcap on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back to the Nightcap here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. I'm Scott Satterberg alongside Sean King as we react to the Stanley Cup Final Game 5 going to the Tampa Bay Lightning as they stave off elimination with a 3-2 win over the Colorado Avalanche. So the series will shift back to Tampa for a Game 6 coming up on Sunday. To talk more about that and a little NBA draft reaction, we welcome in Jared Smith from PicksWise, our good friend at Twitter at Jared Lee Smith. Not at Twitter on Jared Lee Smith. It's on Twitter at, right? That's how
we
you
know what you meant.
Yeah, everyone knows. Yeah, I mean, we know what you pretty meant. Much. Sorry, I'm messing up things, you know.
Plus, I mean, Jay Smeeze is just sitting there chilling in New York.
Yeah, I've been messing
the,
up like
with a new out cat, with a new dog, or something.
Yeah, a brand new dog. But according to you, those are your kids, right? Your dogs are your kids.
If you got kids, you don't need dogs.
That's how you classify. Exactly. There you go. I don't got kids. I got a dog.
Well, the Lightning have a win under their belts here. The series is now 3-2. It goes back to Tampa for a Game 6. You know, what were you on going into this game? What was your thoughts throughout this game as you watched it unfold, Jared?
Yeah, I thought Avs' money line was overpriced. I took a little nibble on Avs' puck line, you know, thinking that if they were going to be ahead, if they were going to be able to inch their nose in front, Tampa Bay would get desperate late and we might see the empty net or an opportunity. So I thought that was a fair bet to make. I did think Avs money line tonight was a little bit overpriced. And now that it tilts back to Tampa, I mean, you're already seeing a little bit of movement towards the Lightning. So I'm fascinated to see where the market goes over the next 2 days. It wasn't going to be easy. And I'll be honest, there was a time tonight that I was questioning, are the Avs looking tight? Which is a fair assumption to make considering they've never really been to this peak before. Or is Tampa just really playing that well? Sean, you can gauge the latter for me, but I would say a mix of both. I think Colorado looked tight a little bit early and a little bit late, and I think they found some stride in the middle. And I think overall, though, Tampa did outskate them tonight.
You know, it's sort of like in the game of prize fighting. You hear boxers talk about their levels to being a professional fighter. And as you go up the staircase trying to get to the top, you realize that, okay, this is a different level. And I think that's what the Lightning did to the Avs. I think the Avs came in confident. I think they came in thinking that we're going to play our best game, we're going to close this out, and then woof. I mean, it happened. The Lightning were skating. They had fresh legs. I mean, they were forechecking. They were being aggressive. They were getting their sticks on the puck on defense. They were being, you know, explosive in how they were trying to counter the Avs rushes. And, you know, I think it caught them off guard. And I think now they have a better understanding of how hard it is to close out a champion like the Tampa Bay Lightning. And hats off to Vasilevsky. I mean, he was outstanding. I mean, he's a no-brainer, I think, if the Lightning come back and win this series to be the Conn Smythe winner. Probably that's what you should be betting. I guess you probably have the most value there. But I think it surprised them. I think they thought maybe the Lightning, older team, they've already accomplished a lot, look tired at the end of game four. We can do our thing. And, man, they ran into a lot of resistance that I think was unexpected. Now, the interesting part, Jared, I think the Lightning win game six. Game seven is where I think the Avs and all those skeletons in their closet from the last couple playoff seasons, that door gets cracked and you start to see some tightness.
Yeah, I'll be honest. If this goes to seven, I would feel very confident in the Lightning winning a game seven. I think the Avs needed to win a series where they stretch their legs. I think that's their brand. I think that's what defines them as a team. They're not, and again, not to take anything away from their toughness, to get to this point takes toughness. But if you were going to ask me who's the grittier team, who's the tougher out, who is going to make the elite play in the very, very tense moments of this series, I would lean to the Tampa side. Now, listen, I'll be honest. This is why this series is a great example of why the futures market is a fantastic tool for any better. A few weeks ago, Conn Smythe, I had Makar in my pocket. During the Rangers series, I put Shesterkin in my pocket and I put Vasilevsky in my pocket with the hope that we get to this point now where one of those netminders gets hot late in the series. And there really is no need to bet the Lightning anymore for me. I mean, if they win these last two games, you're right. It is going to be Vasilevsky. So if you played the futures market well and you got the Lightning after game one, after game two, if you're able to grab Vasilevsky a little earlier on in the postseason when he was 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 to 1, you're feeling great right now. And you're just sitting back and enjoying, and you're going to hope for some great hockey because the games in this series have been absolutely fantastic. You want to talk about entertainment value. This series has been elite Stanley Cup level hockey, and I'm glad it didn't end tonight.
Well, I haven't seen any updated price on the Conn Smythe, but going into this game, you know, Makar was such an overwhelming favorite around like minus 600 or so, and Vasilevsky was 20 to 1, mm-hmm. and it's understandable. It's a 3-1 lead with Colorado as a minus 180, minus 190 favorite in this game, so that makes sense. With Tampa Bay winning, I would imagine Makar still becomes the favorite, but it's more likely closely correlated to Colorado winning the series. So he'll go to be like minus 350 or so, something like that. And I could see Vasilevsky at around 10 to 1, 8 to 1, and that could be a good grab. If that's what it shows up here, Jared, is taking Vasilevsky at that number.
And you can say the same for Makar. I mean, I was thinking about that tonight. The number was like minus 600. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Colorado was like a minus 1,000 or minus 1,500, somewhere in that range, depending on where you did your shopping. But I had that thought today, like, oh, maybe we get a little extra value on Makar to win the Conn Smythe, which is going to be considerably less than what the Avs series price were. But it was, again, they priced it to the point where you really had to have deep pockets regardless. Now that decision becomes a little bit more difficult. And I think you have to factor in, do you want to lay at this point with Colorado? Because to me, anything that you're betting Colorado, you're going to want to take because, I mean, these games are going to be so tight down the stretch. I don't think we're going to see another 7-0 game like we saw in game two. I think it's going to be tight checking just like it was tonight, under vibes. And if you want to be taking anything with the Avs, you know, you want to bet them at the best price possible. You don't want to lay too much juice because it's tough to put some distance between yourself and this Lightning team when they're playing at this level. And they played it. Tonight they whipped out the 2-time defending championship form level. That's just tight through the neutral zone. You're not getting anything on the back end and you're scoring timely goals on the power play and in big spots. And they're going to be a tough out. I mean, they are, you got to beat the champs and they haven't beat them 4 times yet. They only beat them 3. And we're shaping up for some really good hockey, I think, over the next few days.
And, you know, I'm continually learning, you know, Jared, as we go through these different situations and scenarios, especially with sports outside of the game of football. And, You know, one of the things that I always tell myself when the hockey playoffs started, have points of emphasis that you believe in before the series starts and stick to them. And something that didn't get enough conversation coming into this game because of the way game four ended was Vasilevsky in closeout games.
Mm-hmm.
How outstanding he had been, and then you're getting plus 160, and it should have been an autoplay on the Lightning, knowing that Vasilevsky has proven he doesn't know how to let his team lose in these games. But it's been a series where I'm trying to pinpoint and find, you know, the angle. You know, Scott talked about how difficult it's been for him to play the total. When he's gone under, it's went over. When he's gone over, it went under. I thought that the auto play was first period over 1.5 goals. Now I think three games in a row, we've only scored one goal in the first period. So do you have something that you can pinpoint that's happened throughout this series that you could hang your hat on going into game six from a wagering standpoint?
I mean, it's gotten tighter as the series has gone on. I know there's been some overs, but I mean, I think game two was the throwaway. Anything that happened after the first period, you can't take that, you know, and use it as a handicap going forward. So as wide open as Colorado was able to skate, especially in the second and third period, scoring all those goals, that didn't really apply to the rest of the series. Then things went back to Tampa, and Tampa had to up the intensity just to get back in the series. They obviously, I mean, game four could have went either way. Same thing with game five. But to me, now that the series has gotten to that later stage, betting it over is almost off the table. I mean, it's either under or pass for the totals, just because of where this series is at. And now that it's tilted back with the Lightning's momentum, they want to play under games, obviously. So I think that to me is maybe a no goal first 10 minutes, but those can be fluky too. I hit on that one tonight at plus 120, but just for a small amount. I think the totals are tough. The sides are, you can kind of ride the momentum and kind of understand if the odds move too much or not. The totals are total crapshoots, especially if there's empty nets late. Very, very hard to kind of predict how that process is going to play out. But I wouldn't bet against the Lightning the rest of this series, if especially if you're laying with Colorado. That is a tough ask, considering how tough Tampa looked tonight.
And think about how fluky tonight had to be to not at least get a push
right
of this over. If Colorado doesn't take that penalty right late, the net's empty for 3 minutes probably,
yeah, yeah,
you know, but they couldn't empty the net when it's a, you know, they're in a penalty kill situation and have a 5-on-5 with an empty net. They weren't going to let that happen. Jared, do me a favor, hang on. I want to talk NBA draft with you coming up next. Your reaction to what was, I think, the most obscene 24 hours I've ever seen in a betting market. It was certainly a roller coaster of emotions and a roller coaster of money. And if it was stocks, there'd be SEC fines and penalties for everyone. But we'll talk about that, the NBA draft, the reaction to everything we saw here, maybe a little Rookie of the Year talk as well. He's Sean King. I'm Scott Seidenberg in for Tim Murray, joined by Jared Smith from PicksWise. You hit Jared up on Twitter at Jared Lee Smith. I said it right this time.
You did?
I said
nailed it
on Twitter.
Progress.
At
there you go.
The handle, right? Not at Twitter, on the handle. This is the Nightcap here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health 8 kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health 8 Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350 plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health 8 kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health 8 kombucha today.
Health 8 kombucha.
This is the Nightcap on VSiN, the sports betting network.
If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, Bet Rivers has you covered. Bet Rivers has launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective. There are CityCasts in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, L.A., New York, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and Washington, D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcasts. Back here on the Nightcap, I'm Scott Sandberg, in for Tim Murray alongside Sean King. Joining us from PicksWise is Jared Smith. He's on Twitter at Jared Lee Smith. And the NBA draft, Jared, was an absolute roller coaster that occurred starting, well, you can even go back to the weekend when the steam started coming in on Paolo Banchero, moving his odds from 20 to 1 to 12 to 1, 9 to 1, 4 to 1. Eventually, he becomes the favorite as the lines completely move. Now, on Tuesday night, or I guess Wednesday night, I'm on the air live, 1 o'clock Eastern time, and I'm watching my computer screen. And I felt like, I've used this analogy now several times, I felt like Jim Cramer on like Mad Money, you know? Because I'm watching the numbers keep change, and I was just looking to like ring a bell, ding, you know, sound the alarms, do something. Yeah, tell people, sell, buy. It was, I've never seen anything like this in any betting market. And then on Thursday, the Woj tweet, Jabari's number one. He goes to minus 2,000
up on some online books. And eventually, 10 minutes before the draft, Woj tweets out it's going to be Paolo, and it winds up being Paolo. Can you sum up your experience going through this? Because it was one of the most surreal things I've ever lived through, watching this market fluctuate.
You know what the funny thing is? I think two different sets of experiences, West Coast and East Coast. Mm. First of all, Drew Dinsick, who was on your air earlier this week recapping it, did an absolutely fantastic job. That's why he's one of the best in the business, because the way he analyzed it and then went through his process on the fly and just kind of talked his way through it, that's high-level sports handicapping in real time. Because in reality, most of the time when we're making these decisions, especially on futures markets, there's no data or plus EV or anything. Like, it's live in interaction, and you see a market move and you have to react to it. And that is what took place. So for me, I went to bed and everything was hunky-dory. I wake up very early in the morning at around 6 a.m. Eastern. And when I woke up on Thursday to start to prepare for our show, which is right around 10 a.m. Eastern, that's when I was like, wait a minute, why is there a minus sign next to Paolo? And then I kind of backtracked and saw, and I was very confused. And then, of course, before we go on the air, that's when the Woj tweet, I think it was right around 9 a.m. Eastern is when Woj sent out his tweet that kind of blew up the market again. But I think it speaks to two things. One, Jeff Weltman's got one heck of a poker face. The fact that they did keep this under wraps for a very, very long time, up until the last possible minute, literally the day of, night before. And secondly, I think the smart money tends to win in these situations. We've seen it with the NFL draft time and time again. The insiders tend to get misinformation, and they're not deliberately spreading that misinformation. They're just doing their job. They get a report from a team, you know, insider or whoever, one of their sources, they're going to report it. But again, there is a lot of that subterfuge that goes on during these processes. So sometimes the highest insiders don't have the best takes on things. And in this case, Woj's take was clearly wrong. I want to go as far to say that this event will change how drafts are booked. I think the writing was already on the wall for this kind of thing in previous NFL drafts for sure. But it's another notch, another step in the, hey, sportsbooks are going to be very cautious with how drafts gets booked going forward. And it's going to be more difficult for us to get these kind of opportunities. But man, what a wild ride for you, Scott. I mean, that must have been a pretty galvanizing, cathartic moment when they finally announced Paolo's name.
It was.
It saved some friendships.
Yeah, it really yeah, was. Because I'm telling you, I mean, Jared, it dominated my whole show on Wednesday night. Like, because the sure. thing was happening. Like, I took the air at 1 o'clock in the morning Eastern time. And, you know, I'm on throughout the night and watching the market in real time fluctuate. And I'm telling my listeners what to do, follow the money. I'm telling my friends, I'm texting everybody, you know, people that are in the markets where you could bet. And I'm like, guys, this is what we got to do. This is what's happening.
You always follow the number one. Scott.
Yes.
Honestly, I mean, again, and short money gets games wrong all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Because once the game starts, they have no control over the flukiness.
But an information-based thing yes, like this is exactly. completely different. And by
100%.
The way, I don't.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't be surprised if there's no action on this at all next season. We talked to Chris Andrews at the South Point. Yeah. They're not doing this anymore. They didn't do it this year, but they're not doing.
Circa didn't hang anything, right?
Circa, no. And Derek Stevens.
Them.
Derek Stevens said he got a text. He was texting. Someone said, "Good thing, you know. Good thing we didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Good thing we didn't book it." Because they would have gotten hammered as well. And I can see now, you know, the DraftKings of the world, FanDuel, the online books deciding that, hey, this is just too much of a liability for us.
And I thought it was fascinating, Jared, because I'm sitting on the sideline and I'm like, I'm watching a live episode of Billions. I got Bobby Axelrod trying to make a move on Chuck Rhodes, and I'm like, this is tremendous.
I missed that show.
Yeah.
That show kind of went off the rails a little bit after.
Well, it's not the same now that Prince is playing
it's
Axelrod.
Not the same yeah. with, it's not it's the same not without the same. Damian Lewis.
Yeah.
But I will say that I stopped watching after like three episodes of the latest season. And then when I was all caught up with my shows, I needed something to watch. I like binged the rest of the season.
You liked it?
And I actually enjoyed it. And yeah. I think maybe I enjoyed it because I watched them like so frequently one after another. And I thought that Corey Stoll did a good job. I mean, he was much better in House of Cards, but yeah.
They gotta bring Bobby back. Or at least give us an update on how Bobby's living.
Yeah, I don't know. They gave us the whole Bobby Wendy thing, and then they tried to rush and pay it off at the end because they knew he was leaving the show. So, all right, well, that's our Billions wrap for today. We could talk other shows if we want. Stranger Things, the next part comes out in a couple of weeks. We can get into that next week, right? Absolutely. Next week, we're going to get it. So we'll talk about that, Jared.
Bo Cruz got drafted yesterday, Hustle became a reality.
Let's react to something that Sean and I were flustered by during the show last night during the draft, and that is what the Knicks were doing. When the Knicks had the 11th overall pick, I thought for sure they were drafting A.J. Griffin. A.J. Griffin's a guy who his dad coached with Tom Thibodeau, CAA guy with connections, obviously, to Leon Rose. And then, with the trade and everything going down, part of me thought the Knicks were getting Jaden Ivey in this deal. Trading Kemba and the pick and all this stuff. But all of this, can you try and make sense of what exactly the Knicks are doing? Because are they freeing up space for Jalen Brunson, but now they're not getting Jalen Brunson? Like, what the heck is going on with this franchise?
I cannot explain this with logic or reason. I've been trying for years, bud. I've been trying to, and I've justified it for years. It doesn't help that I live here and I'm immersed in the sports talk radio, as you know, which is just so negative against this franchise. But they don't do anything to remove that bias from the equation. Like the example, there's so many players in this draft. You're meaning to tell me that of all the players that were in this draft, over the last, 2 months of this process that you worked out, that you talked to, there's not one of them that you could take to make this team better. This team that missed the playoffs last year, that kind of overachieved 2 years ago, there's not a player in this group. There's not a Jordan Poole. There's not a guy even in the second round. Like, I'm so confused with why they did that with the 11th overall pick. By the way, Klay Thompson was taken 11th overall. I'm not saying that that guy was available in this draft, but I just don't get the long-term plan here. You bring in Jalen Brunson, and then what? So, who's playing next to him? Like, I'm just really confused with everything.
So, Jared, let me play devil's advocate for a second with you and Scott.
Go ahead. Talk me off the ledge.
And here's the only thing that makes sense to me. Because of what Leon Rose did prior to becoming president of the Knicks, the only thing that makes sense is they have a plan of action that's already been accepted. Let's say they've worked out a deal with the Wizards to acquire Bradley Beal, and they have enough flexibility to also get Jalen Brunson in free agency, or they've worked out a deal with Phoenix to acquire DeAndre Ayton. Like, it feels like there's something going on behind the scenes, and they, at the end of the day, couldn't figure out how to get Jaden Ivey. Detroit didn't want a deal, and they said whoever we were going to take with the pick that we actually had isn't good enough or isn't better than Bradley Beal, Jalen Brunson, or whatever.
The problem, Sean, and Jared, I'll leave you with this as we close out here. The problem, and with the Knicks has always been, it's never about what's happening now. It's always about what's happening next. Yeah. And it doesn't matter when it is. Yeah. It's always about what's next. And if you just keep thinking about what's next, you're never going to experience anything right now. Right. And the Knicks are experiencing zero every season because they're always thinking about what's next. Fair. Jared, I appreciate the time, brother. Jay. Good luck with your bets coming up this weekend. We'll talk again soon.
Be well, gentlemen.
There he is, Jared Smith from PicksWise. I'm Scott Sandberg. He's Sean King. This is The Nightcap here on VSiN.
This is The Nightcap on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Ice cold beers, cold hard cash. Join the action on the pitch with the Heineken 2022 Soccer Prediction Challenge. Compete in 20 free-to-play pools this season for your shot at a share of $100,000 in total cash prizes. Head to DraftKings.com/Heineken now to start your run at victory. Heineken, beer made better. 21 and over only. Terms and conditions and other eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Please drink responsibly. Taking a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard right now as this is the Nightcap. I'm Scott Seidenberg alongside Sean King here on VSiN. Aaron Nola goes 7 innings, strikes out 10 batters, only allows one run, and the Phillies trail 1-0 here in the ninth inning. Mackenzie Gore goes 5 shutout innings. The bullpen has done a great job behind him. And for the Philadelphia Phillies, Nick Castellanos is now 2 for his last 31 at the plate. Just an absolute abysmal stretch for one of their prized free agent signings.
Yeah, tonight was about Bryce Harper, though. He had a bad night at the plate. He inherited bases loaded, top of the third inning, struck out. Inherited first and second in the top of the fifth. And
yeah, Harper 0 for 4 with 2 strikeouts. So
he had a bad night at the plate, and, you know, he's kind of the gasoline in that engine.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I mean, maybe Phillies did get the win yesterday. Take a look at maybe on Saturday, on tomorrow night, the Phillies do play. It is Zach Eflin against Blake Snell. Blake Snell has not gotten a win yet for this season here with the Padres. Last couple of times out, 4 runs in 4 2/3. Gave up 4 runs in 4 innings against the Mets. So maybe backing Eflin.
It's amazing how tables turn. Like just... 3 years ago he was pitching in the World
Series
for the Rays?
Injuries. I mean, injuries come in and things like that and obviously have an impact on what your career is going to look like. In progress right now, the Phillies do have a runner on in the top of the ninth inning, trailing 1-0. They're in the bottom of the seventh in Anaheim, and the Mariners have a 4-3 lead over the Angels. They're going to the top of the eighth inning in San Francisco, the Reds with a 4-1 lead.
Who?
Over the Giants. Oh, that's it. Yeah, Reds. Oh, look at you.
I don't want a peacock yet because that bullpen still has the trot out there. But I'm telling you, if the Reds make a move and add an arm, they can come all the way back and win the Central.
Oh, the Reds are going to make a move.
Yeah.
They're going to make a move by Joey Votto is going to end up on the Mets or something what's going to happen.
I hope not. The Brewers are fugazi, in my opinion. The Cardinals are just kind of a slightly above average team. If they can figure the back end of that bullpen out, man, the Reds could make some noise.
Just take the loss, Sean.
I might bet again. 800-1, Aaron.
Just take the loss.
Aaron, I'm going to have to throw a little more at that, man.
Just take the loss. Why don't you do this? Why don't you give me the money that you were going to bet on the Reds? I'll kick you somewhere uncomfortable, and we'll just call it even.
No, man, I'm an optimist, man. I'm just to 800-1 now, Aaron. That's even better than we got before.
I'll tell you what. I'll give you 1,000-1, and I'll take your bet.
No. I know it's not likely. I know it's not likely, but they're only missing one thing. That's what's
wins.
So frustrating.
Wins.
Like, if these games ended in the sixth, and then the Reds would be in first.
We'll see what happens with them. Coming up here on Saturday, a couple of games that already jumped out to me that I really think are intriguing. Gerrit Cole goes up against his former team in the Astros, Yankees Astros from the Bronx. The Astros winning here on Friday did snap the 15-game winning streak at home it was for the Yankees. Think about that. They've won 15 straight games at home. That winning streak gets snapped. I think it bounces back here. Gerrit Cole going up against the Astros and Christian Javier. It's going to be a motivating factor for Gerrit Cole in this game.
I think I'm going to take the Astros.
Listen, they're a great team.
Yeah, you don't get the Astros at this kind of number often. And
I've been on the Astros the past two games.
Yeah, maybe the Yankees kind of that little magical run they had there's going to be regression. Okay, they're not going to win 140 games, right? So they're going to have some stretches. What are they now?
52-19. 30-8 at
so
home.
They've played, 71 games out of 162? So they bought roughly 90, 95 games left? If they win 60% of those games, I mean, they're still losing 40 plus. So, I mean, you just...
They're going to lose their fair share of games.
Right, so you just got to pick your spots. And I think when you get elite teams like the Astros, and you're getting plus money, feel like, you know, that's the way to attack it.
Yes, and like I said, I bet on the Astros the past two nights. Should have been 2-0,
yeah.
Except they blew a 6-3 lead in the bottom of the ninth, which was very disappointing. So, but did cash the win here with Justin Verlander on the hill.
And you know what's amazing? Gerrit Cole is the ace.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably like fourth as far as how the starting rotation, the guys have actually been pitching statistically.
Everyone's been great for the Yankees. But no, Gerrit Cole is still atop of that rotation, him and Nestor Cortez.
But he's got to prove it in the playoffs. Yeah. Regular season, he's been tremendous.
The Pirates take on the Rays in Tampa. You got Corey Kluber on the hill for the Rays against JT Brubaker. Brubaker, a guy who has absolutely struggled, especially on the road this season. He's 0-5 on the road this year. Opponents batting .236 against him, and he's got a 4.15 ERA on the road.
So let me ask you a question about this game.
Yep.
Obvious mismatch for the Rays.
Yes.
The big number to lay. Why is the total?
Minus 190.
Why is the total only 7?
7.5 because Kluber.
Oh, so it went up to 7. Okay.
There's 7.5 right now for, right. For
the I'm going up to 7.5, but I'm looking at 7 over here, so.
Yep, 7.5. The under is juiced, actually, though, and it's because of Kluber. It's because of the Pirates. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and look at the, you know, Kluber's last time out. So Kluber this season, he got roughed up in one start against the Angels. But in his last 7 starts, he has allowed 2 runs, 0 runs, 3 runs, 1 run, 1 run, 2 runs, 2 runs.
Yeah, I think that Angels start was when Detmer, how you say his name?
Reed Detmer.
Yeah, pitched the no-hitter, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
That was a 12-0. Yep, that was the no-hitter.
And Detmer's
has not been the same since, and he has been designated for assignment. So you have a guy that threw a no-hitter that is just, you know, has not been able to get it together after that moment.
So how do you approach that type of a game?
I would probably back the Rays in the first 5 innings.
Just go Rays first 5?
Yeah.
Minus the half?
Back Kluber, thinking they'll get to Brubaker.
Yeah.
See what the lineup is, though, for the Rays coming up in this game.
Wander Franco, when is he due back?
Let's see.
He's such a big part of their lineup. You know, I already light hitting team with him.
This weekend.
Yeah, okay.
Ooh, imagine. That was 3 days ago.
He might be back.
Sunday, they're saying.
Sunday, okay.
Mm-hmm. Boy, if he came back tomorrow, that would be nice. let's see what else we got here. The Orioles take on the White Sox. Spencer Watkins announced as the starting pitcher for the Orioles. That's kind of a late add. Lance Lynn goes for Chicago. Lynn has just made 2 starts this season since obviously he's coming back from the injury. And in his first start, gives up 3 runs on 10 hits in 4 1/3. And in his second start, 3 runs on 4 hits in 5 innings. So much more comfortable, obviously, in his second start.
How about the Orioles going for the sweep? They won the first 2 games of this series.
It's a 4-game set.
Oh, okay. We're going for 3.
I mean, that.
What was Lynn arguing with? Was the pitching coach in the dugout? What were they arguing about? And when it in his first start, I think, they got into a little.
But the White Sox offense has been really non-existent in this series. 4-0 shutout win for the Orioles on Thursday. A 4-1 win here on Friday. So taking a look at that game on Saturday, you have the White Sox listed right now as a. Oh, there's no line on this game just yet, probably because Watkins was a late addition to this to be announced as the starting pitcher. So we'll get a line on that probably in a couple hours or so. Going down the list here, Cubs take on the Cardinals. Miles Michaelis on the hill for the Cardinals. Yeah, Mr. Mustache. It's him, Nestor Cortez, and Spencer Strider, the 3 best mustaches.
Oh, and the guy that the Yankees just picked up that hits.
Oh, Matt Carpenter.
Matt Carpenter, yeah.
What's his face? Adrian Sampson is going to start for the Cubs. He has made 2 appearances this season. Relief appearance against the Dodgers, just 1 inning, gave up 2 runs. That was in May. He made 1 start last week in a 6-0 loss to the Braves, but he goes 4 2/3, does not allow a run, only allows 1 hit against the Braves. So this certainly will be fun to watch between the Cubs and the Cardinals coming up here on Saturday. I have a couple of leans here on these games coming up on Saturday, including one that was opposite of a bet that I made here today.
Okay.
So I'm flip-flopping.
All right.
I'm flip-flopping.
You're allowed to do
that. But that's what happens, right? We're handicapping these games. We forget about what happened the day before.
You get more information, your opinion changes.
But we forget about what happened the day before. You take each game as its own individual sample. So I'll tell you what that is coming up next. He's Sean King. I'm Scott Sadenberg. This is The Nightcap here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
This is The Nightcap on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The VSiN Summer Special is here. For only $19, you get everything VSiN has to offer from now until the end of July. Sign up today and you'll get VSiN's daily best bets, including Adam Burke's daily MLB best bets, NFL preseason coverage, premium articles on golf, UFC, USFL, and NASCAR. If you want the full VSiN experience, which features a daily best bets email, every edition of Point Spread Weekly, use of our betting tools, and a live video stream whenever you want it, the cost is only $19 to be a subscriber through July 31st. Sign up now at vsin.com/summer. We have a final now in San Diego. What did Kyle Schwarber just do for the final out?
A warning track power.
Oh, really? Flew out deep? Yeah. Yeah, Phillies had bases loaded with Kyle Schwarber up. They lose 1-0, so the Padres finish off a shutout victory of the Phillies. I'm Scott Satterberg. He's Sean King. This is the Nightcap here on VSiN. I teased you going out to break about a play that I'm going to do probably, most likely, on Saturday, and it's opposite a play that I made here on Friday.
Okay.
One of the plays, and if you are a subscriber, you go to VSiN.com. You can click on the in the quick link section and get your daily best bets from hosts. It also goes out into your subscriber email every morning. And if you don't see picks on there, there's a link that you can click on. Yep. It updates throughout the day. It's a live doc. It updates throughout the day. Plus, I always tweet out when my baseball plays go up on VSiN.com. And one of my plays today was the Blue Jays in the first five innings over the Brewers. That cashed. They had a 5-1 lead after five innings. I'm actually going to go the opposite way, I think, on Saturday.
Okay.
You got Corbin Burns on the hill against Yusei Kikuchi. The Brewers are going to be heavily favored. Right now I'm seeing minus 160. If I had to predict the first five line, I would say minus 170. But I would lay the half a run probably with the Brewers in the first five innings. Corbin Burns has just been on another level lately. He did have a rough start against San Diego, but outside of that rough start against San Diego, the guy has been every bit of the Corbin Burns that we saw last year dominate the National League. Meanwhile, Yusei Kikuchi for the Blue Jays is an absolute liability. This dude came over from Seattle and has just not felt comfortable on the hill. First off, he's only made it to the fifth inning in 5 starts this year. Through the fifth inning, I'm saying. Otherwise, he only goes 4 or he gets taken out inside the fifth inning. His last couple of outings here, 3 runs in 4 innings, 4 runs in 4 innings, 3 runs in 2/3 of an inning, 4 runs in 4 2/3 innings. So in the month of June, he's been just awful. Absolutely awful. Opponents are batting .239 against him, which is not that high. It's not that low, but just an abysmal, consistent on a consistent basis, every outing from this guy is just an absolute liability. So I'd be looking to back Corbin Burns and completely fading Yusei Kikuchi here on Saturday.
So when I was looking at the statistics, he had 110 strikeouts and 19 walks. And I was like, God, that seems like a lot of strikeouts. It actually places him second in Major League Baseball behind only Shane McClanahan from the Rays,
who was 113.
So just to hammer home your point, huge pitching mismatch.
Now, this is the thing here with Kikuchi as well. You say, the ERA is a 4.94, and he's got to be, you know, there should be a little bit of a, you know, positive regression coming, right? You know, mm-hmm. Well, let's take a look at some of his expected numbers. All right, his ERA this season is a 4.94. His expected ERA this season is a 6.57.
I knew it.
His FIP is a 5.55. He's actually pitched better than what his numbers say he should be pitching, and he's pitched awful.
He's terrible.
So as bad as he's been, you can make the argument he actually should be worse. So I think this is going to be a play for me here going with the Brewers in the first five innings against the Blue Jays. Or I might have to go with like a Brewers team total, you know, maybe over. If it's 3.5, that probably is a gift. Maybe that could be the play, thinking that, yeah, you know, maybe Burns gets roughed up. And it's a Blue Jays. It's a very talented lineup, right? Alejandro Kirk is like the best hitting catcher in baseball. Ooh, guy does not look like a baseball player. He's my idol, let me tell you that much. Maybe the Brewers team total here. Whatever I'm going to do, I'm going to be fading Yusei Kikuchi tomorrow.
That's generally a good thing.
Yeah, that's the first. So that's the first place.
I thought he was pitching underhand one game. They were hitting it so hard.
So definitely looking at that. I'm also probably going to look. I'm probably going to look at the Giants And I'd actually be very happy if the Giants lost this game.
Yeah, me too, because I'd be one game closer to the
Reds. Well,
yeah,
you're good that. But I would like the Giants in a bounce-back spot. So Logan Webb's on the hill. And over the past several years, the Giants have just been absolutely incredible at home in Logan Webb starts. I think it was just recently that the Giants actually lost a game where he actually pitched at home. Whereas, you know, last year and the year before that, it's like every time this guy pitched at home, the Giants won a game. And it was just unbelievable. So I love backing Logan Webb at home for the Giants. And this is also about fading Mike Minor, who ever since he came back from his injury and got his start this year, he's made four starts and has given up at least three runs in all four starts. Five runs, three runs, four runs, four runs. So the Giants will be able to hit off of Mike Minor, and Logan Webb should be able to limit the Reds. So I like the Giants. They are heavily favored here, so I'd probably have to look at a run line bet, Giants minus a run and a half, or even that's going to be heavily juiced because the Giants are minus 245, it looks like, in this game here. Maybe find a parlay dance partner for them or something.
Do you have a number on the Dodgers-Braves?
Dodgers-Braves, Atlanta minus 160.
Ooh, can I sell you on some Max Fried, or do we take the Dodgers at a very uncommon underdog situation?
Max Fried's just been so good, right?
Yes.
Like, there's a reason why they're going to be favored. I don't know. See, it's kind of like this is almost the position that I've been in the past couple of days betting the Astros, right? It's looking at the number, and even a game like today, Justin Verlander's favored. And I'm like, well, you're getting the good team with the better pitcher favored, right? But then again, it's like, how could you bet against the Yankees?
Right.
And the Yankees, plus money on the Yankees? You got to take plus money on the Yankees, right? Take plus money on the Yankees.
So overnight, that line changed then, because last night when the show ended, the Astros are plus 105. So the money came in on Houston.
Yeah.
I got you.
So it's, you know, you got to plus money. I mean, come on. You got to take plus money with the Yankees, right? Yeah. And it's kind of the same thing that I guess you would feel here about the Dodgers, right? Like, you got to take plus money with the
– What do you know
The Yankees did close as the favorite.
Okay.
So they closed as the favorite. Yeah.
I thought Verlander was underdog. What do you think of this Mitch White kid from the Dodgers? The only thing about him? Who's starting?
Because
he doesn't have to be great. He just has to keep him into it.
Yeah, I mean,
keep him in the game till Freed gets out.
He's made a bunch of appearances this year. He only made one start, I think, though. But he did go five shutout against the White Sox his last time out. So
the one thing you have to find out with the Dodgers is it a bullpen game? Because I love him because he's my homeboy. But if Price is coming in the game, take the other team.
So far this season for Mitch White as a starter, he's allowing opponents 183 batting average, two home runs allowed, 60 at-bats for opponents. As a reliever, they're hitting better off of him, 235 opponents batting average. So it's interesting splits here between being a starter and being a reliever. But this would be backing Max Fried. That would be the only play here, backing Max Fried.
You wouldn't even think about taking the Dodgers in this situation?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Probably not, but I don't know if I want to lay the juice with the Braves either.
Oh, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
It's either Dodgers or pass for me.
Probably right.
Yeah.
Tigers take on the Diamondbacks. Zach Davies against Alex Faedo. The Tigers won this game 5-1, and Zach Davies, man, there's something about him. Like, this dude gets hit, and it's just so hard, though, to – you know, want to bet the Tigers. I know the Tigers won here on Friday, but it's like, am I really, even though they're dogs, like, am I going to, it's never an easy feeling when you're betting on a bad team.
Ever. And they're bad.
Yeah. And their offense.
They're bad
score.
To the point that the Diamondbacks are favored by minus 150 with not even their ace on the mound.
Well, that's the thing. It's hard betting against betting on a bad team.
Well, I've enjoyed you this week, brother.
Yes.
Appreciate you filling in.
You got some time off
next
week, right?
The Ginger Genius. I'm in, I think, Monday through Wednesday.
All right.
And I'm out the rest of the week.
Yeah. Oh, then I'll be here the rest of the week for you.
All right.
I'm
at.
He's Sean King. I'm Scott Seidenberg in for Tim Murray. We got USFL playoffs tomorrow. We got a lot of action going on throughout the weekend. And, of course, Sunday, Game 6 Stanley Cup Final. We'll see if Sean's Lightning can force a Game 7. This is the Nightcap right here on VSiN. It's the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.